my God. Talk about the last person I was expecting to see. Can I help you? Can you read the sign? Yes, it says 17. So this is campsite 17. Are you sure that you're not looking for a different campsite? Devin invited me. Hey, watch your mouth. He's not a son of a bitch. I didn't know that this was supposed to be a guy's camping trip. Maybe he didn't know either. Ugh. If I had known you'd be here, I never would have come. No, I'm not his flavor of the week. He's not like that. Besides, I'm not slutty. I did not fuck the whole football team senior year. That was a vicious rumor. I was a virgin. And you were a horrible bully who started fucking rumors about me like that. I bullied you? No. After that rumor about the football team, I had so many guys who were basically sexually harassing me and... No, that was not a good thing. I didn't want to lose my virginity to those assholes. I didn't want them coming up to me and saying those disgusting things. I didn't want them having those lewd thoughts. That shit made me contemplate suicide. So forgive me for not being overjoyed by seeing you here. Whatever rumors I started about you in high school, you deserved. Oh, I forgot about that one. I think it's true, though. You did fuck your mother. And your mom fucked her brother, which is how she had you. And... Okay, enough of this. High school was a while ago, and I feel like I'm back in high school right now. No, this is not going to be your tent. Devin's bringing his own, so I guess you're going to be sleeping in that one. We're not sharing a tent. We're not together. Yet. But we're both interested in each other. Not like this is any of your fucking business, though. Now, where the hell are they? How is it that out of 8 people, we're the first 2 to show up, and the others are extremely late? What do you think I've tried to do, dumbass? My phone gets no signal out here. The last time I even had a signal was before I went over the mountain. So to get back there, I would have to hike to the car, which takes about an hour, and then I would have to drive back over the mountain. And by that time, they would probably already be here. So I've just been waiting. But at least I've been able to get the tent ready in the meantime. Although now I'm almost done, and then I'm going to be stuck talking to you if they don't get back here. Part of me is hoping that they don't come, though, because while I do know Devin, I barely know the other guys. And if they're friends with you, and people are an extension of who they're friends with, then I don't think I really want to hang out with those guys. Yeah, I knew that they were guys. Well, I'm sorry for not putting 2 and 2 together that it's a guy's camping trip. What does it matter if I'm here? Were you all going to sit around the campfire and jack off or something? If you want to do that, that's fine. I'll just be in my tent. I don't need to see your dicks. Then it doesn't really matter, does it? Oh, fuck! That was thunder, wasn't it? The forecast said nothing about storms or rain. Okay, that was definitely thunder. I really hope that it skips over us. Most of them are not going to be able to hold an umbrella and truck all their stuff over here. Why couldn't you guys have picked a campsite where we could bring our cars? Oh, great, it's raining. Where does it look like I'm going? Into my tent. What about you? Ugh. This really is bringing me back to high school. And now I'm feeling like a bitch. This is not who I am now. So even though we have not gotten along in the past, you can come inside of my tent. Just don't bring your shoes in. Well, then take them off before you come in and then just put them inside the tent. This is some really fun, awkward silence. I really hope they get here soon. Or the rain stops. And that's how you choose to break the silence. How do you know that Devin likes getting his dick sucked? Have you sucked it before? I'm not a lesbian! And I do have experience, thank you. That was another rumor, which I'm sure you also started. I knew it! Now, how can I be a lesbian with no experience and fuck the whole football team? Why did you think I was a lesbian? Not that there's anything wrong with being a lesbian, but I mean, there's nothing about me that would, I was a virgin, but she's just my best friend. We weren't scissoring or anything, and we slept on different beds when we had sleepovers. Women are just closer to their friends than men are. Yes, I have sucked cock before. Why do I even need to prove myself to you? And this is the dumbest conversation. My lips are too thin. Lips have nothing to do with it. It's all about skill and relaxing your throat. Prove it. Ugh, you're such a meathead. I would not touch you with a 10-foot pole. In fact, being in this tent with you is probably the closest I've ever gotten to you, and the closest I ever will get to you. If you want your cock sucked so bad, go suck it yourself. What are you doing? There is no way you can suck it. Phew. I am so glad that you were bluffing. That was really gross, by the way. All of it. The whole conversation and what you did. It's not appropriate. Since when is it appropriate to talk about fellatio with your friend's girlfriend? Well, I will be. Soon. Why else would he have invited me here? He likes my company. It's pouring even harder now. Fuck, it's getting so cold. I swear the temperature dropped 30 degrees when it started raining. It feels like it's been hours. It's still pouring rain, they're not here, and I am colder than ever. I have freaking goosebumps all over me. I'm just gonna get in my sleeping bag. Well, I didn't know how cold it was gonna get. The forecast was wrong. So a tank top and shorts seemed appropriate. It was pretty warm. I guess not warm enough for Daisy Dukes, but I wanted to look nice. Yes, for Devin. And now my thighs are freezing cold. Ooh, I cannot stop shivering. Fuck, I hope this is not how I die. I'm not being dramatic. It's cold. It's cold as a witch's tit in here. I would know. Funny. Though my tits are really cold. It feels like it's the middle of the night right now. I don't want to get on my sleeping bag though to check the time. Okay, you sound really cold too. It's probably like 30 degrees out there. And you're not exactly dressed for the weather either. I'm saying that I would probably be a bad person if I did not let you into the sleeping bag. Well, suit yourself. It does not look like they're coming. And it's only gonna get colder. I get that this is a pride thing for you, but you're gonna catch hypothermia. So don't be stupid. It's not like I want to be that close to you either. But I'm a decent human being. And I'm sure if you were in this position too, you would invite me into your sleeping bag. Though I probably would say no as well. Here, I'll unzip it all the way. We'll use it as a blanket. We can be a couple feet away from each other. How about that? There are going to be some rules, though. Like no making fun of me. No commenting on my supposed thin lips. No blowjob comments. Just don't be an asshole. Not that that's possible for you. I can't be an asshole either? Excuse me, it's my fucking sleeping bag. Yes, I can. And you fucking deserve whatever I say to you. After everything that you fucking put me through? Why didn't I get you back? You can't really get back something that you never had, right? You know what I mean. You seem so in love with Shelby, and it's like you totally forgot about me. 8th grade? Wait, what were you talking about? Well, I didn't get you back because honestly, I gave up at that point. You won. It was evident that you really did hate me, and I was in disbelief of what you did. It was cruel, really, really cruel. And if I had won up that, then you probably wouldn't even be alive right now. Who was Shelby? You got married to her at the marriage booth at the school carnival. How do you not remember that? That's how this whole thing started. What whole thing? So you really think that I have thin lips? And what would that have to do with giving a blowjob? I know I said no blowjob talk, but I'm the one who brought it up and it's my fucking sleeping bag, so answer the question. I'm gonna prove you wrong. You know exactly what I mean. Yeah, my hands are on your pants. I believe in consent. So do you consent to me showing you how fucking stupid you are and how wrong you are? Good. Did I prove my point? Not yet. Fine. Just let me know when I've proved my point, okay? Oh, I think I proved my point. Well, you're lucky that you got that blowjob. I can't see you getting any other action besides that. Because you come within 20 seconds of entering a pussy. Yeah, you do. That's why in high school, they did not even call you Minuteman. They called you Seconds Man. I did not start that rumor. No, I started the rumor about how you can't fuck anyone because of the curve of your dick. And then I started the rumor about all the STDs that you had. And then from there was the date rape rumor. Because how else would you get laid, right? You come in seconds, your dick is so curved, and you're riddled with STDs. I bet no one fucked you in high school. Yes, the date rape one was me. Oh, shit. I didn't know you got suspended over it. There was a whole investigation? Well, luckily there was no evidence. Fuck you too! Don't say that to me. Don't get mad at me for something that happened years ago. Remember, you were just as mean. Okay, well, you're a bit close. Why are you trying to pull down my shorts? You have some things to prove to me? I had to prove something to you, so I guess that's fair. You know, you're not proving anything to me by teasing me with the tip of your cock against my pussy. Are you gonna fucking prove something or not? I'm moaning like a slut. Well, you're stimulating my pussy, and you have your hand on my tit. And it's cold, and my nipples are hard, and your fingers are teasing my nipple, and you're just trying to prove something to me, huh? I think the whole reason why you got in my tent in the first place was because you wanted this to happen. Was I the one who invited you? I don't even remember anymore. But I know that you wanted this to happen. You've been fantasizing about this for years. Since the eighth grade. You know what the fuck happened in the eighth grade! I've wanted you since then. You wanted fucking Shelby. I thought you liked me. You liked her. You don't remember that you used to be nice to me? I wasn't bullying you in high school. You bullied me. We already went over this. You knew that Shelby was my best friend. And since I wouldn't show you that I liked you, you got with her. You were always flirting with me. And I thought I was flirting back, but I didn't know anything about flirting. Yeah, you were! That's why there was all of this tension between us afterwards. I didn't just become mean to you for no reason. I can't believe you don't even remember her name. Are you being real with me right now? Devin is not a twerp. Now you're just saying that because you're jealous. Have you been jealous of every guy that's ever been near me? Devin's your fucking friend. Yes, I was jealous of Shelby. That's why I thought you were being such an ass, because you thought that I didn't like you. And you're such a big asshole. That's why I haven't been able to forgive you for all the shit you did to me. You are fucking horrible to me. I treated you worse than anyone else in your life. But you deserved it. You were so horrible to me. I was in fucking therapy for years. Well, if you were ever jealous of those guys, I think that you can feel that you have one up on them now, because God, I've never made noises like this before. God! If we had just skipped to this all of those years ago, maybe we never would have been mean to each other, because we would have been too fucking busy fucking each other's brains out. Fuck! Oh, your dick. Oh, God, it feels really fucking good. It's funny. I used to have fantasies about hate fucking you in high school. And I was just so mad at you, even though I was jealous whenever it seemed like anyone was interested in you or you were interested in anybody. I was mad at you, and I thought you were such a big fucking asshole. And I would touch myself, but I couldn't even come or anything because I would just get so angry. I was just like, maybe I'm not jealous. Maybe I just really fucking hate you, and there's this really thin line between love and hate. And I couldn't come. I couldn't come. I knew I hated you so fucking much. And I didn't think I would enjoy it this much. Yes, between love and hate. I guess I thought so. I was young and stupid. I was 14. I didn't know what love was. Obviously, it was hate. But It couldn't have been, because this feels amazing, and I don't think it would feel like this with someone that I hate. You never hated me? Really? Then maybe I never hated you when I always liked you. Oh, fuck! Ah! Fuck! No! Ow! Ow! Okay, that's a bit much. Fuck. 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 Okay, 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 okay! Maybe I loved you. Maybe I loved you. Maybe I love you. Fuck. 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 No! Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. No. I didn't mean I love you. Oh my god. I haven't seen you in years. You were my first love. God, I was 14. Why am I even talking? I think you fucked the truth right out of me. Oh my god. Are they? No, I'm not here early. You guys are late. I didn't get any texts from you. When I checked the weather, it was fine. Oh shit, it must have changed really quickly after I checked it. Well, I came out here and then you must have texted after I was already over the mountain. I didn't know that you guys were coming after the storm. Oh, he's in here. He also didn't check the weather in time. No, don't come in. Don't come in. But we can say hi properly through the tent. Hi, Devin. Oh, fuck. Oh. No. What have I done? No, I'm not upset that I lost him. I'm upset that I hurt him. Well, I'm not upset about that because I have you. That's presumptuous. But we let out all of our feelings and... Seriously, why didn't we do that years ago? Things are going to be rather awkward for the rest of the camping trip, huh? And between you and Devin. Ooh, you know that situation sounds familiar. The whole thing in 8th grade with Shelby. No, I don't want to go back to being mean to each other. And by the way, I'm sorry about all the things I've ever said to you and all the horrible rumors that I started about you. Thank you. It's really, really good to hear that. I didn't think you'd ever apologize. This is kind of surreal because you've been at the top of my shit list for years. Like the number one person that I fucking hate. And apparently, I needed your cock in me to realize the reason why I thought I hated you. And that it wasn't really hate. I think you fucked all the hate out of me. Are you still upset about anything? Do you have any more hate left? Good. We should probably get dressed and see the others. Want to either. Cuddle for a couple more minutes. Okay.